The heat wave is on its way. And we don't mean the Florida weather. WMNF's Tropical Heat Wave is back at the Cuban Club in Ybor on Saturday, May 4th. You'll see an eclectic mix of national and local bands, like The Record Company.
I got this life to fix, threw it all out in a ditch, broke it down when I was sick, built it back up, brick by brick.
Grammy-nominated and Blues Music Award winner, Ruthie Foster. The Dolly Rods. Plus, Eddie Ninevolt, Selwyn Birchwood, Sweeping Promises, and more. All while celebrating with your WMNF community. Don't miss WMNF's Tropical Heat Wave, May 4th at the Cuban Club in Ybor. See the full lineup and buy tickets at tropicalheatwave.org.
Welcome to Live Music Showcase here on 88.5 WMNF Tampa. I'm your host, Ken Apperson, and today we have a very special treat for you. Hometown hero, local legend, Betty Fox is live in studio with us today. How you doing, Betty?
Everybody.
We're so thrilled to have you here back in town ahead of your birthday bash at Cage Brewing this Sunday. We're going to tell everybody all of the details on how you can get tickets for that show. But first, let's hear your first song.
Okay.
You're the best thing I've done, and you light up every single room. Grace may be a blessing to every road you take. May you be led on. May and catch a flame. May you be a blessing to every road you take. There are mountains you will climb and roads you'll stumble. May a light always shine bright on your way. I pray you know which road leads home and which roads to leave alone. And may blossom on each footstep you make. May you be a blessing to every road you take.
Do you want to play
catch a flame. May you be a blessing to every wound you feel. May you light a fire and catch a flame. May you be a blessing to every road you take.
Beautiful.
Betty Fox here on Live Music Showcase. I'm so thrilled to have you on the show.
I'm so grateful to be here.
I've been doing the show for almost 3 years now.
Wow.
And right from the beginning, I was like, I'm going to get Betty Fox on the show.
Oh.
And then you moved to Atlanta.
Yes.
I was like, she's gone forever. And now you're back.
I'm happy to be back this weekend for sure.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be great. She's got a birthday bash coming up on Sunday at Cage Brewing. It's going to be an awesome show.
Yeah.
That song, I'm sure, and many, many more.
Yeah.
People can be will be able to hear. You're playing with, you have Someday Honey opening for
yes.
you?
Yes. I know. They're so good.
Really
Kaylee
good.
Baker, I've known her for almost like 16 years now, and or something like that. Which the years are hard to count in music. When you're in music, everything just goes by.
It blurs.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. you're in a different city every day.
Between
you know?
The sleep deprivation and the extracurricular activities.
Yeah, exactly. But so she was actually the very first person who ever convinced me to play music for a living.
Wow.
Yeah, like
really?
Way before everything. I mean, I had already known these guys.
Yeah.
But it was really... Yeah, she started this band with a bunch of our mutual friends who we've all played together for a really long time. So I just really love their band. They have great harmonies, and it's going to be a really wonderful way for me to get out of the house and celebrate a little bit.
It's going to be a rip-roaring good time.
Yeah.
I want to hear all about your origin story in
okay.
music. In just a little while when we get to the halfway point of the show and we dive into the interview. But first, let's hear a little bit more music.
Okay. I think I want to do either Move Mountains or Rockabye Your Baby with a Dixie Melody.
Should we stay? Or
just stay. Yeah, I mean... Do whatever you want to do. If you wanted to go, okay, it's gonna be like 10 minutes. We'll do two more songs or so. Okay. So Eddie Wright is over here on guitar, everybody.
Hi, Eddie.
Hello.
He's the local resident guru, I guess. Damon Fowler always says that if guitar players were Jedi Knights, Eddie Wright would be Yoda.
Yeah, so, I can believe that.
So it's just an absolute pleasure to be playing with him. And I twisted his arm and convinced him to record an album with me. So we went in the studio and recorded these songs. And I have them available on my website, bettyfox.net, if you wanted to go and listen to it for free. You could do that. And or you could buy it or do whatever you want. I also can mail them to you if you want to order one on the website, you know, and have a glorified coaster. let's do Move Mountains. Yeah.
I believe in every single promise that you made. I believe your love is stronger than the grave. I will gladly tread every track you ever pave. Yeah, Lord, move. I believe you move these mountains. If I just have faith, I will stand and pray. And I believe you'll move these mountains. And I will not stand in your way. You promised me that you would be a close when I need to. You promised me that you would give hope and then the future. So I would gladly have to walk my feet to see me through this, Lord, move. And I believe you move these mountains. Stand and pray, oh Lord, I believe you move this mountain, and I will not stay. I will not stay. Oh, and I will not stay.
Thank you.
Very like, you know, like a French cafe. You know, I like it a lot.
Cigarettes.
Yeah. Oh, man. Je I don't know how to speak French. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Oui, oui.
What's the next one about?
This next song, I was actually talking to my mom before I got here. So I promised her I'd give her a shout out. She always listens to, you know, the live music showcases. She was really involved in WMNF for a long time, and a bunch of people here know her. So shout out to my mom. I love you, Mom. And this song is for you. Yeah. So this is a song that she sang to me as a lullaby when I was growing up. It was the first song I ever fell in love with. I remember, like, the sun was setting right behind her head. I have this really vivid memory of she always took us on these camping trips, and she would take us, you know, down the Itchinatuckney, and we would go up to Georgia and go whitewater river rafting. And so anyway, we were at a camp park. We were at a campsite, and she was laying me down in the back seat to take a nap. And the sun was setting behind her head. And I remember her singing this song to me. And it's just one of the best things. Music is cool like that because it, you know, always evokes memories. And so I decided to record this song for my children. And I recorded a lullaby album that I was just telling you about with the ever-talented Eddie Wright. And so this is a song called Rockabye Your Baby with a Dixie Melody.
Rock-a-bye your baby with the Dixie melody. When you croon a corona tune right from the heart, Dixie, just hang that cradle on me mine, right on that Mason-Dixon line. Swing it from Virginia, Tennessee, with all the swords in ya, and weep no more, my lady. Sing that song again for me. And old man Joe, just as though you had me on your knees. A million baby kisses I'll deliver the minute that you sing the Swanee River. So rock-a-bye, your rock-a-bye baby with a Dixie melody. A million baby kisses I'm gonna deliver the minute that you sing the Swanee River. So rock-a-bye, your rock-a-bye baby with a Dixie melody.
Eddie Fox here on the Live Music Showcase. I love it. I love it. I love the
Thank
concept, the lullaby concept. I don't think there's enough of them out there these days.
I don't know. I just know that that's the only thing that I do sing, and I wanted to make something. If I'm going to make it, I want it to mean something.
Totally.
And you know, having children, I'm really glad that I waited, you know, because I've ziplined through the rainforest and spelunked, you know, in the caves of Costa Rica. And, you know, I've traveled to Svalbard, you know, like, which is like the northernmost continent. I've seen the northern lights and polar bears and eaten reindeer soup and, you know, just done a bunch of really cool things. And there is absolutely nothing cooler on this planet than getting to hold your baby in your arms. It's just the most beautiful thing. And I wanted to make some music for them. I'm sorry. I just cry all the time now. No. It's like a thing that happens to moms, I think.
Well, you've got more skin in the game now.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. And I just want to do it as right as possible with every ounce of right that I can, you know?
That's awesome. So coming up here in just a little while, at the halfway point of the show, we'll do a quick interview with Betty and we'll get to know her a little bit more. I'm so interested to talk about that kind of dichotomy, the balancing of motherhood and musicianship and traveling and all the things you just said. You've traveled, you essentially traveled the world in some capacity, and now you get to take those experiences and apply them to both your creative talent and to raising children. And I'm fascinated to find out what that's like as a man who has no children. Of the human variety, I have four. I have three fur children. Yeah,
yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, for sure. They never grow up, and that's a good thing and a bad thing sometimes.
Right.
Well, what's the next song called?
I can't. You know, let's do Fireflies next, you guys. This is a song that I wrote a few years ago called Fireflies. I was sitting around the fire pit and thinking about some of my friends who, you know, have helped me through some tough times. And I just think that music is a really beautiful way to convey strength, you know?
Absolutely.
So, you guys ready? Yeah?
Yeah.
Live music showcase here on 88.5 WMNF Tampa. We're live in studio with Betty Fox. So, Betty, let's get to know Betty Fox a little bit.
Okay.
Before we do, though, you, lucky listener and viewer, if you're watching the live stream right now, you can watch it on Facebook, YouTube, or on Instagram now. We're live streaming to all three platforms. Just search Live Music Showcase and you'll find us on all three of those. Or search WMNF, you should find a good one. Either way, you can ask Betty any questions that you might have for her.
Nice.
On our segment called AMA, Ask Musicians Anything. You can call into the studio right now. The phone number is 813-239-9663. That number again is 813-239-9663. Or you can send an email to the studio, dj@wmnf.org. And ask Betty any questions, any and all questions or comments that you want to share. Let's get weird with it. We like the weird ones. Let's get real weird. I love the
weird
ones.
Bring it
on. Our board op, Charlie, will answer the phone. He'll take your questions. He'll pass those on to me. And I will pass those on to Betty at the end of the show.
Cool.
Yeah. So, looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So, Betty Fox, the incomparable powerhouse vocalist.
Oh,
that you
that's
are.
Really sweet.
It's, you know, it's just kind of a fact.
I love point. That.
It's objectively anyone who walks into a room where you're singing can listen for 30 seconds and go,
oh, thank you.
Just the power. The power. It's like an 8-pound maul on a big piece of wood. Anyone follows me on Instagram will know what I'm talking about. But so let me ask you this. Tampa native, yes?
Yeah.
Tampa
born
native.
Born and raised, yeah.
We have a lot of Tampa natives in here today, I think. What was your first experience singing that made you go, ooh, I think I want to do this more? Maybe not professionally, but what was your first experience maybe as a kid? Or
yeah, so I grew up in South Tampa.
Okay.
And my grandmother had purchased a house across the street from my uncle's like Southern Country Baptist Church.
Okay.
And they had a daycare like pre-K there. So, and my grandmother actually sewed every single uniform from scratch in her little sewing room. She was a great seamstress.
Okay.
And so I would go from the school over to her house and we spent, you know, Sundays there and oftentimes, you know, for my, I don't know, I don't want to belabor this story too much, but my grandfather was an orphan. And so they found their family within their community.
Of course.
And so for Christmas and Easter and Thanksgiving, there was always like a lot of people. I'm talking like 40 people at our house from church that my grandmother would invite. And then they had five kids and their whole family and all that. So we would always get together and music was a part of just our life. We sang if we were happy. We sang if we were sad. And my uncles and my mother, they all had a gospel quartet when they were growing up. So every time that I got together, we had a grand piano in our living room.
Oh, man.
And my uncle would just pound on the keys with his monster hands that spanned like an octave and a half.
Wow.
I mean, like, he could, like, he's one of those people that can just carry around basketballs.
Okay.
And anyway, they would always sing, like, four-part harmonies in the living room.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's really, wow. It was a great way to grow up.
So what's your favorite memory of hearing them like just randomly like breaking into a you know, three-part, four-part harmony?
I mean, there's just it's something that if I ever hear that music, it definitely strikes a chord with me. It's something special for me. Southern country gospel harmonies, you know, like
what's one in particular?
My uncles used to do this duet on Hiding Place. Okay. I have found a hiding place when sore distressed. Jesus, Rock of Ages, strong and true. And anyway, that's still to this day one of my favorites.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I think I can hear the Southern gospel influence for sure in your singing style.
Yeah.
You know, it always ends up kind of permeating that style as we get older, doesn't it?
I love that. Yeah. You know, my mom would always play like Tremaine Hawkins.
Okay.
She's like a gospel lady. Mm-hmm. And I always gravitated towards more of the gospel stuff. And then when I quit church, I started the blues stuff. Mm-hmm. And I did that for a long time. Now I'm back in church and singing gospel. I don't know.
That's kind of the natural progression, isn't it? You know, you kind of walk away from it, go into the secular world for a little while. And
I actually need your help. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Then you have kids
Change my mind.
Actually, Big Cheese, can we get a little bit of assistance down here?
Yeah, thank you. Exactly.
I love it. So let's go around the room. We have a whole band in here today. Let's get to know the whole band. Is everybody's mic up? Yep, we got band. So over here on the guitar, feel free to introduce yourselves, guys, just for the listeners.
Yeah. My name is Eddie Wright.
Yeah.
I'm the guitar player.
And now what are you thankful for? No, I'm just kidding.
What am I thankful for?
I'm Ken Apperson. I'm an alcoholic. No, I'm just kidding. That's a joke.
I'm thankful for getting up in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah. All right. And over here on the bass.
I'm Benjamin. I'm an addict. I was going to say,
are you in recovery?
No.
Okay.
You're just messing around. No.
Making sure you've got a real stoicism when you saw it. Oh, wait a second. I don't want to laugh if that's real. Okay.
No. I remember playing with James Peterson, and he would sing, "You go out Saturday night and sin, so you got something to pray about on Sunday."
Yeah, right.
I love that. And then in the drum booth over there, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, Aaron Fowler. How you doing?
Aaron Fowler over there in the drums. You want us to open that door for you? You getting a little steamy in there?
Oh, I'm getting good and sweaty.
Okay, I'll open that door for you. Give me one second.
No, it's cool. I don't mind being sweaty. You're letting the stink out. Come on.
That's all the funk.
That's how we bring in the noise, bring in the phone.
Watch out for your headphone. Okay.
There we go. Mm-hmm. So now that we have the whole band on mics, I know that you have known each other for quite some time. All of you guys have kind of known each other for quite some time. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Yeah? How long have you guys been playing with Betty?
I think I met you first at the jam at the Green Iguana.
Yep.
Oh, and man, the legendary Monday Night Blues Jam.
Yeah.
I was the co-host through the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You and
Dean Germain.
Dean, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm just a bass player, so nobody knows.
I'm trying to think how long ago that was, but I mean, I think it's somewhere around 18 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, 18 to 20, something like that.
I think it was the 90s.
Yeah. So that's where I first kind of like understood that blues was a thing that was possible for me.
Oh,
so
okay.
I started going to jams, and Eddie had a jam that someone dragged me to. I can't remember.
Which one was it?
It could have been Ybor Cigars and Spirits, but man, I don't know. You know, everything gets jumbled up, but I've known these guys for the better part of, you know, 16 years or so.
Wow.
As far as they go back way even further than I do.
Well, I forget who I was talking to before the show. Yeah.
I became a roadie for the Brooklyn Bridge in 72, and Soundtronics out on Long Island, Eddie worked there. So we'd
known each other forever.
Do coffee and talk about other musicians.
Yeah, of course. That's all any musicians really want to talk about.
And then Eddie moved here in 87, and 86. I moved here in 88.
Yeah.
Right on.
86, yeah.
For different reasons, right? Just kind of happened to end up in the same place, yeah?
Yeah.
I couldn't live without him on Long Island.
But it's funny, we knew each other for years on Long Island, and I called him Brooklyn Benny because he would come in the shop to have stuff repaired.
My dad was Brooklyn Benny.
Right, and it was for the Brooklyn Bridge, so we just all called him Brooklyn Benny. And we knew each other for years up there, and he was in Nassau County, I was out in Suffolk County.
Yeah.
It's like St. Pete and Tampa.
Yeah.
The musicians sometimes don't really work together because they're... this is a little bit further out, but he threw a going away party for me, and that's when the first time we played together, just before I left Long Island. And then 2 years later, all of a sudden, we're doing gigs together down here.
Well, that's what happens. That story. You get to play together for the first time, and then you go, oh, man, why weren't we doing this all along?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way it goes sometimes in a jam. It just kind of clicks, right?
That's so cool.
That's one of the best things about, I think, the local Tampa music community, too. And especially, like, jam nights like that one that used to happen at the Green Iguana, the one that's over at the Charles. The American Legion, yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
They've got on Thursday nights. There's a bunch of them around town now, too. But isn't that the coolest thing ever where you can just show up with a group of musicians. Maybe you've never met them before. You've definitely never played with them before. And you jump in. And that's one of the best things about blues music is you can kind of just jump in. It's like double Dutch. You learn the rhythm. And
it's a language. It's a language in and of itself. Yeah.
Truly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you start playing together enough. And then you can give each other that look. It's like, okay, here comes the turnaround.
Yeah.
Speaking of look and double Dutch, Aaron Fowler on the drums.
Yeah, truly.
Aaron, you want to wake up and talk?
Yeah, actually, Benny Sedano's father, Benny Boom Boom, was my drum teacher when I was 10. So I've known Benny since for 33 years now.
Go back.
And full circle.
Back in the old Thoroughbred days, if you all know Thoroughbred, was like the best music
I think
music
at one point they asked me to be in Damon's band. I think, how old was Damon at that point?
14, maybe?
Yeah, something like that. And I said, I don't know 12. If that's going to work.
It's funny, you know, people don't even realize that at this point. But yeah, Damon Fowler was like a child, kind of a prodigy in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, now he's just some guy. No, I'm kidding.
No, I think his wife still calls him a child.
Yeah.
You know, I love working with Damon. I got to work with
he's
him last summer fall, I think, for a blues jam, a blues show that we put on. I do booking too. So back to Betty.
Yeah, so, these guys have been a huge part of formulating me as a musician. That's how I've met Aaron was at Eddie's jam. I would just go there after work, still in my work clothes, and we would jam together. And it's just a real pleasure to know such great musicians and good people, you know?
Yeah, so when you, a little earlier in the show, you mentioned that you and Kaylee Baker have known each other for a long time.
A long time, yeah.
And Kaylee is the lead singer of Someday Honey, mm-hmm. who is opening for Betty
March 17th.
Her birthday bash on Sunday, March 17th, mm-hmm. St. Patrick's Day at Cage Brewing.
Yes.
Now, you mentioned that she might have been the reason why you started playing professionally, right?
Yeah.
So how did that, because I'm always fascinated to hear about the making that terrifying first leap from playing, you know, as a hobby or for fun to, okay, I'm going to do this for survival now.
Yeah. So she, you know, we just had a conversation. She was like, well, you know, you're making $100 a night as a server at, you know, I think it was P.F. Chang's at that time. and she was like, well, it's really lucrative to be a musician. And so we were living in Orlando at that time. And this was a very long time ago. So I decided the guy I was dating at that time would come over with mm-hmm. me all the time to go see live music because there wasn't a lot going on in Orlando. There's still not. And so, I moved here to be near the music
mm-hmm.
and, then I was working right around the corner from the studio down off of Florida at this place called The Front Porch. Mm-hmm. And I remember distinctly my boss coming up to me and saying, you have requested off 14 dates this month for your music. We're going to have to find somebody else. And I was like, yes. I was like, you might have to find somebody
else. Oh, darn. You mean you're going to fire me? Oh, shit.
Yeah. And that's when I realized, okay, no, I can lean into this because I have 14 gigs this month. And so I leaned into it and just, I was really scared at first. It is scary.
Sure.
Because
what happens after those 14 gigs?
Yeah.
Right?
I compare it to the martial arts practice of beating your leg with bamboo sticks. You know, the more you do it, the less it hurts.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
So I did it for a living for 13 years. And then when the pandemic happened, mm-hmm. I had just recorded an album for $40,000 I spent. And we went up to Fame Recording Studios. We had a full horn section and backing vocals and played with some living legends. And it was supposed to be, you know, my year.
And all be all, yeah.
And we had a bunch of festival dates planned. And, you know, it just didn't work out. You know,
well,
God,
I mean, at the,
God had
I think
other plans.
I was going to say, I think you can give yourself a pass because yeah. It's not even just that it didn't work out. It's like it didn't work out for the entire world.
Yeah, exactly. And then I met the love of my life and had babies. And, you know, I don't believe in mistakes in God's universe. And I really believe that my children were meant to be here. Mm-hmm. So I just feel that profoundly. But I think that's probably how most mothers feel, you know? So, yeah. But yeah, so it ended up completely changing and altering my course. And now I'm trying to figure out how I fit in with the music and just try and do it as genuinely as possible.
So that's what I wanted to really ask you to, because we have people on here all the time. A lot of people on here are parents, mothers, fathers, and the finding the balance between raising your kids and being good parents and writing your music and being a good musician.
Yeah.
Because they're both very time consuming. Being a musician, I can't speak from the perspective of having kids. I don't have any kids. I'm not going to pretend like I do.
Yeah.
And I'm certainly not going to try to like represent myself that way. I'm here to learn.
It makes practice difficult. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. We had, do you know Samantha Lee? We had her in
here. Yeah.
In December.
Okay.
And she, I think it was the day before, she was like, oh, by the way, I'm bringing Caden in. Caden is her, I don't think he's even 1 year old yet.
No.
He might just be 1 year old. And I went, oh, all right, cool. And in my head, I was like, oh my God, she's bringing a baby.
He's going
to
pull out all the wires.
What's gonna happen? And she brought him in. It's one of my, I'll never stop telling this story. She brought him in on a harness.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And I thought, oh, okay. You know, Pam, our wonderful Pam Robinson, is also a nanny in real life.
Oh, really?
And she was like, ooh, baby. Yeah, let me have the baby. And she was like, no, it'll be okay. He'll be fine. She played the whole first half of the show with him strapped to her. And what did he do? He's got his little headphones on. And he's just bebopping around.
Oh my gosh, that's so
15
cute.
15 minutes in, he's sound asleep.
Oh,
and
love
she's
that.
Like belting notes around his head. And like, it was spectacular. All that to say, like, that was the most literal example of a mother balancing her motherhood with her musicianship.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Well, I mean, you know, no one would expect anyone to. And so I'm curious, you know, where you're probably still navigating it, right? Because how many kids do you have?
I have three. The Lord blessed me with twins. Mm-hmm. So I have 2 1-year-old boys. They're 14 months. And
so when you found out you were going to have a baby.
Yeah.
And then you found out you were going to have two babies.
Yes.
What's that like?
It's probably, this has been the most literal and figurative stretching I've ever experienced in my life.
Aaron Fowler, everyone. Thank you. Very nice. Stretching. Okay. So we'll go with the figurative side.
Emotionally, yes. Because, I mean, I haven't slept in you know, over a year. Mm-hmm. The boys... you know, babies, you start out feeding them every 3 hours and eventually they're supposed to sleep at night, but then you go through teething and if they're sick or whatever. So we have both of the twins in our king size bed and we give them a majority of the bed and I have like a solid foot and a half that I get my little pocket of peace on the side.
The pocket of peace.
And, I mean, it's just, you know, one good thing about being a musician is when you're playing in a different place every day and you have to remember all sorts of different things every day, you're constantly rolling with the punches.
Yeah.
And you're forced to be moldable and kind of be like water, you know, like you always say.
Pisces.
Yeah. And so, especially with children, you know, you just kind of, oh, okay, well, she's potty training and the boys are in the toilet. Well, I guess it's bath time, you know?
Okay.
It's like... so you just do your best you can every moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, try to get some sleep somewhere in between, but you'll probably be woken up 15 times and, and then you just do it again the next day and do the best you can again.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And you know, everyone seems to say that, you know, enjoy this time because it'll be over before you know it.
Yeah. That's what they always say. And I'm like, that's probably because they don't let you sleep. So you can't remember anything.
Yeah. It's like a time warp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
you'll make it through.
Yeah. No, it's the best blessing I've ever done. And I just really rely on my subconscious memory when I come to do these gigs and just like hope I remember what chords to play next.
You know, I had a friend and real quick, just before we get back into the music here, but I had a friend who used to say that kids are like a time machine.
Hmm.
Because they're constantly visiting us from the future through their own perspective.
Hmm.
And them as adults is constantly standing over our shoulders,
mm-hmm.
watching everything we do, because they don't get it now,
mm-hmm.
but they remember.
Mm-hmm.
And then they grow up,
mm-hmm.
and they remember, and they process, and they understand it then.
Yeah, that's true.
All of that to say, if your kids as young adults, we'll say early 20s,
yeah.
were here in the room right now, what would you tell them? Tell you what, look at that camera
Aww.
Right there, Percy's camera, camera two, what would you tell them?
You make me cry.
What would you tell them? They're standing right there.
Yeah, I don't know. May you be a blessing to every road you take. That's what the song I wrote for them. I want that for their lives more than anything. For them to be a light in the world, you know?
Mm-hmm. I love that.
It's the coolest feeling in the world that I get to sing that over them and just pray for them and lift them up, you know?
Well, maybe someday that same memory that you have of your mom.
Yeah.
Well, they'll have a similar memory of you.
Yeah. I hope so.
You know? And they'll carry that with them forever.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, music is really beautiful in that way. I think it's a whole other emotional language in and of itself that evokes
yeah.
memories and thoughts and feelings and can mean something to you different every time, you know, depending on what your circumstance is. So I'm hoping to leave behind some good music for them to, you know, remember.
Well, music is a connector.
Mm.
And what better way to connect with your kids? What better way as a kid to connect with his mom than her having a beautiful voice like Betty Fox's?
My 2-year-old doesn't like it, though. She's like, no sing, mommy.
Well, give her time. Maybe her taste will improve.
Yeah, she's just fully 2 and likes to be, you know, oppositional.
Of course. All right, so let's jump back into another song real quick. Before we do, if you're just joining us, this is Live Music Showcase. We're live in studio with Betty Fox here ahead of her show at Cage Brewing this Sunday, St. Patrick's Day. You can find tickets for Betty Fox's show on her Facebook page. Just go to her Facebook page on Facebook. Just search Betty Fox. You'll find her very quickly. I
mm-hmm.
promise. It's very easy.
And you do just Venmo me the, that's how I'm doing the tickets. And so that's not a scam, you know,
she's
that's
booking
really
it
the way
and
I'm doing
she's,
it.
And she's running the show and she's headlining it.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. All right, so what's the what's your next song going to be?
Let's do a Same Old Blues.
Same Old Blues. I love blues.
Yeah.
Blues. Crazy people.
For some reason, this is just a song that feels really right today, so I'm going to do it.
Do it. Take it away.
Yeah, let's get that door shut before we...
Where's the doorman?
Thank
That's
you.
The doorman. Got it.
You want to take one bet on the horses?
Okay, everybody ready?
The fix is in.
And I can't help, Lord, I can't help but thinking, how does hell used to shine on, shine on my big door? Now the sun's turned to rain, and all my laughter is torn to pain. Is the rain, is the same, oh.
Music Showcase here on 88.5, live in studio with Betty Fox. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you, man, for asking me.
Yeah.
It means a lot.
Really, really fun. You're obviously welcome back anytime.
Thank you.
Anytime you're back in town for a show.
Okay.
Whatever you want. Even if you just come in town to visit, we'd love to have you. The show, Live Music Showcase, takes an entire team of people to put on. And there's some of the most dedicated people here at WMNF. We thank them every time they're here. Our sound mixer today is Bill Dudley. Our audio assistant, Pam Robinson. Technical director is Ed Lehman. Our board op is Charlie Cushing. I'm your host, Ken Apperson. Our camera operators today are Charles Holsoppel and Percy Abane. We are Live Music Showcase live here every Friday at 2 p.m. after the news headlines. Now, one of my favorite parts of the show, which is right now, which is the Ask Me Anything comments and questions. Today, it doesn't look like we had any questions. Today, we just had some really nice comments. Here's one.
That's cool.
This one is, let's see, it says, I cannot tell you how happy I was to turn on my radio and find that Betty was your guest today. I have no questions to ask, just a statement. I think we all agree, Betty's music is comfort food for the soul.
Oh, I love that. That's super nice.
Sweet. So sweet. And then, let's see, Tony called in and said, love Betty Fox.
Oh, good.
And then in the comments on the Facebook, we have, looks like your mom is watching.
Oh, yeah.
She says, love from mom, lots of hearts. And then Rosie says, powerhouse is no joke. The first time I heard Betty at the Hideaway, I was blown away.
Oh, I love that. Thanks, you guys. Thanks for listening.
So wonderful people listening, watching, and hanging out. So we have just enough time, I think, for probably one more song.
Okay.
But one more quick reminder to those who are listening out there. Betty Fox is headlining a show at Cage Brewing on Sunday, March 17th, 2024, in St. Petersburg. You can find tickets for that show. You can Venmo Betty directly for tickets for that show. Just find her on Facebook. Just search Betty Fox and you'll find it. I put a, in the Facebook live stream, I also put a link to the event page. So
thank you.
Be able to connect with her
thank
there
you for
too.
Doing that.
Should be nice and easy. I'm not going to make any promises, but I think I'm probably going to be there as well.
Oh,
just
good.
Because that's close to my neighborhood.
I'll save you a piece of cake.
Oh, hey. Okay, now I'll be there for sure. Yeah, you promised me cake. You brought in, what was that pizza called that you brought
in? Oh, scacciata from Alessi Bakery.
Mm-hmm.
And the chocolate arugula, man. If you haven't tried the scacciata, it's the best thing. It's the best kept secret of Tampa Bay.
Yeah, definitely going to be having some of that after the show.
Yeah.
All right, you want to take us out with one more song?
Yeah, let's do Goodbye.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's very fitting.
Can you give me the five?
That's exactly what we're looking for.
Thank you.
So sad to say, my baby, goodbye. If there's even really such a thing,
this is WMNF Tampa.